This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Broadcasting once again today from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. And, you know, I want to say right here at the outset that we really hope that this radio program has a shot at making it past the end of the world. Civilization will need a pretty big takeaway if for some reason the world gets wiped out, right? And while we understand the fragility of our position here in the media and culture, we realize we might not survive the deluge. We are seriously wondering this hour, what might survive the end of everything? Now, I'm sure you're thinking, has that Hockenberry guy finally lost his mind completely? But I'm telling you, down here in Georgia, some folks are way ahead of us. There's a granite monument called the Georgia Guidestones, engraved with messages for future societies in the event of a nuclear attack. Google it. It was built back in the 1970s. We'll talk about that granite takeaway a little later this hour. But hey, anyone can play this ultimate takeaway game. What message or lesson would you engrave for future generations?
My name is Amanda. I'm from Gainesville, Florida. Be nice, bathe often, and don't let your kids have candy for breakfast.
That's great. Thanks, Amanda. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE for your post-doomsday message. Remember to wear your sunscreen, right? And here's an actual message from the Georgia Guidestones. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. Well, it may be a little late for that. The chance of a showdown over a government shutdown, over raising the federal debt ceiling, and over the funding of the Affordable Care Act, a real showdown, is more likely now that the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, has joined the until yesterday rebel faction in the Republican-controlled House to push a deal that is believed to be dead on arrival in the democratically controlled Senate. This unlikely deal cobbles together everything from delaying Obamacare to speeding up the construction of the Keystone Pipeline and overhauling the federal tax code. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins us. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
So has Speaker Boehner given in to what looks like a Tea Party wish list here? I mean, where does he think this can go?
Well, the Speaker is very, very well aware of where this is going to go. It's going to pass the House tomorrow, and then it's going to go to the Senate. But let's tease apart a couple of things, because it can get really complicated when the winds start swirling here on Capitol Hill, especially when it's crisis time. You mentioned the debt limit, and there is an issue, a big debate that's going to happen, again, over whether or not to raise the federal borrowing limit. Republicans want a negotiation over debt reduction and Obamacare. The president says, I'm not negotiating. But that fight is going to start next week and go into mid-October. John, tomorrow, the House is going to vote on a continuing resolution. And if that doesn't pass, it's a government shutdown. We've seen this movie before, too. It's a separate fight from the debt limit. They're kind of connected, but let's deal with a government shutdown. What the Speaker has done is cast his lot now with House conservatives who say, we want the bill that keeps the government open to also defund Obamacare, or we won't vote for it. Now, the Speaker has said, okay, finally, after trying to go through a couple of legislative gambits for this not to happen, and said, all right, we're going to pass a bill tomorrow that does exactly that. Now, the Speaker knows where this is going, John. This is going to the Senate, which is going to kill it. And then the question is, can the House and Senate agree on a version of a continuing resolution that keeps the government open without defunding Obamacare? And that's when John Boehner is at war with his own party.
Well, folks are speaking today about this, and I can't really tell if there's actual negotiations going on or not. The president spoke but didn't even mention this today. Nancy Pelosi spoke about it, and Speaker Boehner spoke about it, and they both gave their own version of apocalypse, depending on what happens here. Listen to Nancy Pelosi and then Speaker Boehner.
This is playing with fire. Legislative arsonists are at work when they start using the debt limit for their own agenda.
Tomorrow we'll pass a plan to protect the American people from the president's health care law while keeping the rest of government up and running. When it comes to the health care law, the debate in the House has been settled. I think our position is very clear. The law is a train wreck, and it's going to raise costs, it's destroying American jobs, and it must go.
I love this. Legislative arsonists, train wreck, colorful language there, but is this negotiation?
And did you hear the part in what the Speaker said? He said this debate in the House has been settled. He was sending a pretty strong message there to who? To Republicans in the Senate. Here's part of the backstory, John, that's been going on between John Boehner and establishment Republicans and the people who you call the rebels, the Tea Partiers, the conservatives, the new guys. There has been an enormous amount of pressure from the right, from groups like Heritage Action and Tea Party groups like FreedomWorks and other groups, putting pressure on the House Republican leadership to do what they're going to do tomorrow. tie defunding Obamacare to a government shutdown because they think it's their last chance. The speaker said, okay, fine, I'll go along. Tomorrow the House is going to pass that. Now, one of the primary people on the Senate side who's been pushing this really, really hard is Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, Tea Party favorite, along with his pal Mike Lee, senator from Utah, another Tea Party favorite. They have been making speeches, holding rallies, touring the country, saying a government shutdown is worth defunding Obamacare. But John, yesterday Ted Cruz released a statement after John Boehner said, okay, we'll vote on this defund, and said, you know what, Harry Reid's just going to strip this out. It's up to you, House Republicans, to stand and fight. John, House Republicans went nuts. They said, Ted Cruz, what are you talking about? We thought this was your fight. We thought you were going to stand behind us. We thought you were going to filibuster this. When it got to the Senate floor to keep Harry Reid from stripping it out, well, Ted Cruz had to go on Sean Hannity on Fox News last night to say that he and Mike Lee were on board. Listen to Cruz.
Now, I can guarantee you one thing. Mike and I are going to fight with every breath in our body. As Churchill said, we will fight on the beaches, we will fight on the streets, we will fight at every step to stop the biggest job killer in America.
His finest hour there, to extend the Churchill metaphor. Ted Cruz, you know, I've seen his commercials and Mike Lee's commercials in heavy rotation on this Obamacare thing. That's where it stands at this point. We'll see what happens when we get to the Senate. Todd Zwillig, thanks so much.
Sure, John.
Apocalypse in the House and Senate. We'll stay tuned.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.